Hummingbirds, an original 191-second audio story for Appaloosa Radio. We have a hummingbird feeder in our backyard, adjacent to the window for our breakfast nook. We can easily watch the hummers come and go as they sip their favorite sugared juice. Unfortunately, our old plastic one broke last week. We had had it for a couple of years. It was a bright red model with six, not real, flowers around its base. Inside each of the not real flowers was a large, intense yellow receptacle from which the hummers could extract their juice. My wife bought a new one, this time one with a very different design. It was made of copper, had swirling rings for the birds to rest on, and tiny pink metal flowers, each with a single hole through which to extract the juice. After hanging the new feeder, my wife observed that none of the birds drank from it. Some flew around it, but none drank from it. The feeder had been hanging unused for several hours when I noticed the boss bird approach the feeder. I say boss bird because we have often seen him buzz other hummingbirds, driving them away from what he regarded his sole domain. He is a large bird with a reddish head. This time he perched on the spiral rings and began to drink at the feeder, a very long drink that lasted a couple of minutes. When he flew away, another ventured down. Then, in the next hour, many others came. By dinner time, we observed as many as 20 birds an hour using the new copper feeder. Finally, it dawned on me. We had just witnessed a species adapt to a new technology. It took a pioneer, the boss bird, a while to screw up the courage. But once he did, the others quickly followed. For reasons that I cannot explain, it reminded me of a National Geographic special I had recently seen. This time the species was much larger, wildebeests, and they were moving in a herd of thousands toward a river they must cross to reach the lush grasslands. The problem was that the river was infested by very hungry crocodiles waiting for them. The wildebeest knew the crocodiles were there, so the herds hesitated at the river's banks. Then a few pioneers jumped into the river and began swimming across. Now, this is where the story goes in an unexpected direction. The very hungry crocodiles did not pounce on the first pioneers. No, they waited until the mass of the herds entered the river. Then it was easier to grab the older, or the younger, or the weaker wildebeests. The initial pioneers were more fit, younger individuals. Grabbing them would be more difficult. The river's crocodiles had developed a strategy that maximizes their benefit and reduces their effort. In engineering, we would call such a strategy efficiency. Efficient crocodiles and hummingbirds who adapt to new technologies. And we still call humans the rational animal.